Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Lamar's doing what he needs to do. You know, he's winning football games. And, you know, it's not always pretty. I don't know how many times in the last however many years we've had wins like this where we've gotten up here and said, you know, it's not pretty and it's not perfect, but it's us. You know, it's us competing and fighting. And that's what Lamar's doing. The pretty games will be there. They'll be there for Lamar Jackson. You can bet on that. But I'm proud of him right now. I'm really proud of him, the way he's fighting to win football games.
If you're Daniel Jones and you're just winning football games, that's acceptable. But Ed, when you're two-time MVP, and some would say should have been a three-time MVP, Jeremy Kahn, just winning isn't good enough. I'm sorry. It's just not. Because Mike said it earlier, you've set the standard. And right now, you don't look like the guy who's been playing quarterback for the Ravens for the past 8 years.
No, he doesn't look anything like that, actually. It's, you know, the running was noticeable the last couple of weeks where he's not taken off. And it looks like he's actually hesitating. He doesn't want to, which is unusual for him. But then yesterday with the missed throws, I wonder if he's just still in pain where he's not setting up properly. He's not. That wasn't him. I mean, he missed some people. I mentioned Hopkins. Andrews. Yeah, Andrews. Zay was wide open. Didn't even see him. He just does not look like himself right now.
He does not. Let's go out to the phone lines. Perry Hall, George. What's up, George?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Hey, just quick comments on Lamar. I mean, even the broadcasters in the booth and Bill Cowher at the halftime show said, just Lamar does not look good. And what are the options of, you know, sitting him out and maybe putting in Snoop just to see what's going on? And for Mr. Press and Mike, as far as the offensive line is concerned, do you see them going deep to the playoffs and maybe try some other placements? You guys have a great day. Thank you.
I don't think they try any replacements. I've answered that already once. Offensive line play, a lot of it is about timing. And you trust the guy next to you, and you get in a rhythm, you get in sync, and hey, if you can find your guard or your tackle, you play next to him for 3 or 4 years, that's comes in handy. So I don't think they're going to make that move. But again, once training camp was over, we knew that if they had an injury or if something went wrong, they were going to struggle, and they have.
Hey, Jeremy, if Lamar's healthy enough to play, I think it's the most ridiculous idea in the world to sit him.
Yeah.
That's just, come on, stop it.
I can't.
If he's healthy, you play him.
Well, if you were going to sit him, you would have sat him yesterday.
Exactly.
I mean, because
especially with the game on Thursday night.
But, you know, you're playing in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. That's a division game. Yeah. And you know they're going to be hungry for that game.
And you got to score against them.
Yeah, and you never know if Joe Burrow's going to play or not.
It sounds like he is. He was trying to play on Sunday, and they said no.
Yes,
they didn't want the same thing that happened with Lamar, where it was like, we don't want him playing, and then 4 days later playing coming off of a significant injury, whether that's the case or not. But Ravens are 7.5-point favorites on Thursday night. Total's right around 50. So, so I think you're right. They are going to have to score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Trey and Joppa, what's up, Trey?
What's up, fellas?
How much?
Yeah, the question of am I worried about Lamar? Not yet. Not yet. I'm going to give him a honestly, I'm going to give him through the rest of the season because in the beginning of the season, the narrative is, well, what he does in the regular season doesn't really matter anyway. But we don't like it. We don't like this feeling. We don't like when Lamar don't look like MVP Lamar. I'm going to give him into the playoffs because ultimately that's what he's getting judged off of anyway. Not his regular season. It's the playoffs.
Well, those are two different things to me. If it doesn't matter what he does in the regular season, doesn't mean we let him play bad, poorly. You know, when you are a quarterback that's missed, what, three seasons because of injury, then you miss practice back-to-back weeks because of two different injuries, and now you have this kind of performance, yes, I'm concerned. That's a completely different narrative that you're making. Yes, I'm concerned because he missed several weeks due to injury, and he missed several practices due to different injuries. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm concerned.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes when you have those leg injuries, you don't always drive through the ball mm-hmm. when you yeah. throw it. And maybe that's part of the problem. I don't know. I can't say because I really don't know what goes on in Lamar's head. I would like to. But that could be dangerous as well, but I don't know. So I don't know what he's thinking. I don't even know if contract negotiations have anything to do with this because he was supposed to be talking about an extension. Father Time has caught up with them injuries. I don't know where he is.
Yeah, if he's doing this and he's healthy, maybe I'm less worried. But I'm only concerned because the man's been injured all year. Larry in East Baltimore. What's up, Larry?
Morning. How you doing?
Doing well. Good. How are you?
Yeah.
Good.
I hope he'd be okay, but really, though, I don't care nothing about what y'all said as stats. I just like what Al Davis said. Just win, baby. Y'all have a nice day.
You too.
Well, you might come from the same school.
Well, I'm into the just win, but somewhere along the line, I like to see the quarterback play well.
Exactly. I mean, everybody keeps saying just win.
Yeah.
I hear you. That sounds good.
Yeah. But you're winning against bad teams right now.
Exactly. And your MVP, your multiple MVP performer is looking pedestrian.
And,
right.
And I got news for you. In the playoffs, you're not going to see but at least four bad teams there this year. It's a weird year, isn't it? We're going to have bad teams in the playoffs. Yeah. That's what's going to happen this year.
The Bears lead in their division.
Oh, no, isn't that sad?
Yeah. Let's go to Corey in Baltimore. What's up, Corey?
Good morning. How you doing, boss?
Doing well. How are you, my man?
Yeah, well, this one, I completely agree with your assessment of the Colts, man. We got to show that we can close out games. But I got a quick question for you guys. I watched Shedeur Sanders yesterday against the Raiders. He played a pretty good game. So my question is to you guys, do you think if they let him play the rest of the season and he does a good job, does he say that coach job didn't even want to hand the keys over to him?
Let me say this before you go, Corey. Corey, you still there?
Yeah.
I don't think he played a pretty good game, number one. He didn't play a bad game, but I don't think he played a pretty good game. But I do say this. He played well enough to finish the rest of the season or until he proves that he can. I will say that he played well enough to earn the next start.
Yeah, again.
Regardless of health or not, he played well enough for that.
I think the point here is like the haters are going to come just slam him, and then the guys that want to defend him is like, look, he won. Why are you guys complaining? He was 11 for 20. He had two really good deep ball passes, and that's why when you look at his yards, he threw for 209 yards.
Yeah.
But his touchdown pass was a 66-yard screen pass, basically. And nothing wrong with that. They all count. But again, you still need to see more. And as Mike pointed out, it's the Raiders, man. We'll see. We'll see what he looks like.
But he did play well enough to get another one.
Oh, there's no question. Yeah. I think he should start the rest of the year.
I agree. See what you got, man.
Yep.
Let's go to Jay on Tillman Island. What's up, Jay?
Hey, good morning. Great show, as always.
Thank you, sir.
I think Lamar has an injury that's kind of ailing him, and it's a confidence problem with him not wanting you know, put the pressure on it and make the cuts that he normally makes. And secondly, to help Lamar, what I would do, and I'm not a coach, but I would run an unbalanced line right or left. I'd do a double tight end and a T formation with the snap. That way you're telling the defense, I'm running it down your throat. that at least give Lamar time, you know, to heal and stuff like that, and then they could screen pass off of that. They could hold a defense honestly that way.
I will say this.
How many players you got? Well, I'm serious. I'm not being facetious. You've got a double tight end in a T formation. That's more than 11.
So you're running like a 22 personnel? He's got, he didn't have any receivers.
Nobody.
Yeah. Maybe it's a 23 if you're an unbalanced line. He went double tights. Maybe that offense.
You'll have no wideouts.
Yeah.
My concern for Lamar has nothing to do with has Lamar lost it. My concern for Lamar is all health.
Yes, you heard.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Lamar has lost it. It's health. That guy does not look healthy at all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.